Om. Hope all of you are doing really well and walking the path of seeking, walking the path of questioning everything that happens. Because the most important thing on the spiritual journey is to question. It is the curiosity that will take you to the next level. And only as you climb these ladders, you will figure out your true self and that give you a much greater peace. Being you, who you are, your true self, will connect you inside with the divinity. And that is exactly what will liberate you. So my friends, keep walking this path towards divinity, toward your own self, so that you find that peace, that ultimate bliss, which is the real purpose for all of us beings that are on this planet. So today we talk about something that keeps us away from liberating ourselves. What do we do? I mean, how do we find peace? How do we know what we've come through this planet for? My friend, not all of us have come here to win battles. And if you were to come like King Alexander to win battles or explore the whole world fighting, you will be empowered to do that. So for all of you, it is very important to know that you've come down to do your little deeds, to learn the little lessons which you've been running away from. And out of that, one of the most important lessons that all of us need to learn is not to escape. Not to escape the circumstances with shortcuts, with lies. Do not create more knots. You have come down on this planet Earth to release the knots that you have created in the past births. So these karmic knots need to be released. All these relationships of blood that you see around you, your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, these are your karmic knots, which we need to make peace with them and release them. And you will realize, the more you are at peace with this relationship, the more you are non-judgmental, non-attached, the more you love them unconditionally, you are happy in their happiness, they are happy in your happiness, they are happy in your truth. That's very important. They are very happy in your truth. Please stop promoting the lies of your loved ones. That's not love. That's just a tool of, you know, you just accept their falsehood, you accept their lies and be a part of them just because you want them to accept you more. No, my friend, just not right. That's just not right. Help them release the knots. For you, release those knots. Release the karmic knots of lies. And the best way to do them is to seek strength from the divine. Whenever you come to a situation where you have to lie to keep things going or to speak the truth, seek the truth. Seek strength, seek wisdom from the Almighty. Sit down for 10 minutes with that problem. Sleep over it if you need to. But then speak the truth. And let the divine take his call. So we generally say, what does God do? This is what God does. When you speak the truth, he blesses you with miracles. So the more you keep releasing these knots of lies, the more we keep setting ourselves free of these karmic knots, which we call them as blood relations. So are all these relationships that we have, that we keep so close to ourselves and our ego works on them, the mother, the father, the brother, the sister, the son, the husband, are all these the karmic knots of past births? Yes. Yes. They're all those karmic knots which need to be opened, to be released, to be set free. There is a give and take there. So set these things in perspective. Be honest in your relationships. Don't make them happy to help you accept more. They don't need to accept you. You both need to be at peace with each other. That will not happen without speaking the truth. So these karmic knots need to be released. You need to be at peace with yourself. You need to be at peace with these relationships. Trust me, your truth will not make anybody die. Your truth will not make anybody commit suicide. Nobody is going to die because of your truth. That's his karmic journey. And stop fooling yourself. And make these things very clear in your mind. When you come down here on this planet Earth, the family that you're going to be born in, the time of your death, and how much money you will have doing the right kind of deeds is all written there. Now, if you want to go there, acquire, go sell weapons or do all the evil tasks promoting toxicity and negativity in this world, that's up to you. You're just gathering more knots. So the whole purpose, you know, generally people say, oh, I don't know what's my purpose. The purpose is to release ourselves of these toxic knots. Be more peaceful. Please sit down with yourself and see which all knots are there. Release people. Release yourself of the people. There are small prisons we've created. You know, all of us live in those knots, those karmic knots. Just release them and see how much peace you will start getting. No, he doesn't love me. You know, he judges me and he feels this about me. What he does is his job. What you do is your karmic work. You have to get yourself out of that structure. Release yourself of that judgment. Seek strength from the divine. Try sitting down for 10 minutes with yourself at the end of the day. If you can sit in the morning and the evening, nothing like it. Talk to yourself. And whenever a thought comes into your mind, which you think is not apt, put it in the garbage box. Just take it out from there. Your mind needs to tell you how to live a better, righteous life. Find tools for that. It doesn't need to tell you to do wrong things. Don't tell your mind to do wrong things. And listen to that little voice inside, that one gut voice inside, which really knows the real truth. Strengthen your heart, strengthen your emotions, let your mind process good things. Listen to that little voice inside and use your body to do good deeds. And then see how this life is going to become more beautiful as you keep walking this path of truth, love, faith, and keep seeking. And a caution, you are not a victim. You're not a victim. It's just that you need a little more strength. You're a warrior, my friend. You've come here to win this game and you have the capability. Om.
You're listening to Podcast with Richard.